Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome once again to Passion for Business, where we'll be sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. I'm pleased to let you know today that we've got our topic for discussion on how women can step into leadership. And I'd like to welcome my very, very special guest who's taken the time out to be with us on the show today, Jenny Garrett. Now, for those of you who are listening in, if you'd like to call in, the number to call in and ask questions is 646-668-8471. And if you'd like to tweet, you can tweet me at SharonBWE. Email info at businessisexcellent.com. So we're going to be talking today about how women can step into leadership. So welcome, Jenny, to our show.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I'm really delighted to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. And Jenny, would you just like to introduce yourself just to the listeners and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Okay. So my mission is to transform the world one empowered woman at a time. And I
love
do that.
That.
Oh, thank you. And I do that through leadership development. I provide training, one-to-one coaching, and I'm also author of a book called Rocking Your Role, which is a guide to success for women who are the main earner in their home. And I wrote that book about 3 years ago, and that sort of really propelled me into working with women and supporting women juggling all aspects of their life. I've been speaking all over the world.
Fantastic.
And from Mexico to Africa to quite a lot in Europe recently as well. And I love speaking to audiences, particularly of women, but I love speaking generally, really, and just empowering people and inspiring them.
Oh, that's excellent, Jenny. And tell me a little bit about what you would teach on. So your leadership, you love empower. I love the statement, empowering one woman at a time. That is so powerful, because that's personalized as well. So you could be in a big audience, but you're really influencing each woman in what you're actually saying. So tell me, what sort of things would you be teaching these women?
So it does vary. So sometimes I'm called in by a corporate organization to provide a leadership development program, and I can think of a program that I'm running in Dublin now with a group of 20 women, and we start off thinking about how they can be heard, how they can recognize their own authentic story so they can be authentic in their leadership. And then we move on to thinking about their personal brand, how they can promote themselves and be visible in the workplace. And then we move on to talking about imposter syndrome, that sneaky feeling that you always have that someone's going to find you out and that you're not really meant to be there, and how that can undermine you. And also networking. I talk a lot on networking as well, because your network is your net worth, as they say, and it's really something very important to focus on. So it can be that, or it can be I work on a leadership program where I do a whole day on adaptive leadership, which is really about having courageous conversations and being courageous in your work and taking risks and not being afraid to fail. So it could be those sorts of things. But in my one-to-one coaching, it can be a bit more personal, and it often encompasses the home and work life, that juggling of whatever external commitments you have against the work life, and how women often feel really torn in that situation, because typically, people think they should have the caring responsibility, they should have a perfectly clean house, and then also they might be the main earner and have to be succeeding in their career as well. So women can feel very, very torn. They can be actually quite exhausted by that and really feel they have to be super women. And I coach women around that. They can get that balance right.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you don't have to be superwoman. So women listening out there, Jenny is saying that you don't have to be superwoman. You can get the balance right. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How have you come to this point in terms of working in the area of leadership, and what sort of encouragement would you give to women out there who want to step into leadership? They feel a bit nervous, but they've got the skills, they've got the ability, and they want to go into some type of leadership.
Great. Yeah, I think mine was an interesting journey because I started out in marketing, and I had a number of marketing roles, and my last marketing role was at a business school, and leadership was, something, a big part of the work they did. And a colleague who's now a really good friend of mine, she came into my office and just said, "Where next? Where are you going to go with your career?" And at the time, I remember thinking, well, I'm quite happy here. I don't see why I have to go anywhere. But she said to me, you've gone as high as you can go here. You need to think about next steps. And she said to me, what about training people in marketing and the marketing programs? And at the time, I wasn't really confident enough to do that. And I didn't imagine myself speaking to large groups of people, something that I do all the time now. And then she said, what about coaching? She said, faculty come into your office, they come away motivated and with actions. You're a really good listener. She said, why don't you think about coaching? And I thought, oh, yeah, I don't mind getting another qualification. It won't harm me. I didn't think of it as a career. I just thought it would be a course I attended and maybe I'll gain some new skills. So I attended a coaching program and it was like someone blew my mind, to be honest. It just made me look at the world totally differently. Imagine walking around in the dark most of your life and then someone turning the light on. That's what it felt like. And I thought, oh gosh, the power of these coaching conversations to transform someone's life is amazing. Marketing doesn't mean anything in comparison. Got so excited and got to know myself better, really. And I started coaching on some of our programs at work, but it was never going to be a full-time job. So I got some coaching myself, and my coach said to me, why don't you go down to 4 days a week and see if on the fifth day this coaching thing is really something that you want to do. He said, see if you can get some clients, see if you can get paid. That was really good advice. So I went down to part-time, set myself a target of how much I'd need to earn before I could take the leap. And within a year, I was freelance. And then that was over 10 years ago now. Over 10 years ago, I've grown and developed from one-to-one coaching to coach training to leadership development to writing my book. So,
you've found your purpose. So you were in marketing. I love marketing. Yep. But you... got a suggestion from one of your colleagues, so this is where the support of other women come in, and she literally encouraged you, and then you saw your area that you love, and you found out, this is what I love, this is what I'm created to do, and then it's just sort of taken off. And the practical side of it is that you were working 5 days a week, and then you went down to 4 days, and you got 1 day of like the research for your coaching business, and you also developed yourself, so that's another area where women can focus on developing themselves. And then now, during that 10 years down the road, that's excellent.
That
supporting other women is really important when people are moving into any sort of a leadership role. It's good to have the support of other women.
I think it's good to have the support of other women. It's good to have the support of men. I think just get support where you can. Yeah, I love supporting other women, but every time I say that, there'll be a woman who says, well, women are the worst, women don't help me. And at every single talk I go to, someone says that. And I think, I don't think they're the worst. I think you feel it more because you have a high expectation of other women. So you're more shocked when they don't support you. But I do think, sometimes some of the I've had wonderful women who support me. But I've also had great men who support me. And to be honest, my journey to coaching, really, it was helped by a boss, Gene Horan, who's an amazing American guy, who said to me, when I told him I love coaching, He said, share your vision and the universe will conspire to make it happen. You've got to share your vision with everyone you meet, he said to me. And that was so true. The more people I talked about it to, the more people were kind of gave me opportunities, helped me, gave me ways, thought about me when there were chances for me to develop my skills. So, you know, men and women are both amazing. Seek a good support network of people who get it, who people really believe in you.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, ladies, if you're listening out there, how to step into leadership, I'm talking with Jenny Garrett, an executive life coach. She's been running her business over 10 years, and she's saying, share your vision. So keep talking about what it is you're passionate about, but also get the support, and that support can come from men as well as women. That's fantastic. Well, we're going to take a short break now, Jenny, and then when we come back, we've got quite a few questions of people who want to ask you some specific questions. I've got some questions to put towards you. And for those of you who might have just come in to listen, we're talking how women can step into leadership. So please send through your comments on Twitter at SharonBWE or email me info@businesswithexcellence.com or comment on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back again to Passion for Business, the show where we're sharing bite-sized practical tips for your business to act upon and also interviewing entrepreneurs who are passionate about business. Today I've got my very special guest in the studio, Jenny Garrett. So welcome back again, Jenny.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sharon.
It's lovely to have you with us. And for those of you who might be just tuning in, we are talking about how women can step into leadership. So before the break, Jenny was sharing about her story of how she got to where she is and how she loves coaching. And she gave two tips on the importance of sharing vision and having the support around you, that's of men and of women. Also, Jenny, would you say that your own personal development, if someone wants to go into leadership, looking at ways that they can develop, because you said you went on coaching courses and you developed yourself, would you advise that other women do the same?
Most invest in their personal development? Yeah, I think you should definitely invest in your personal development. And, you know, if money's tight, there's so much online, videos, podcasts. So, yeah, find a way to get some personal development and maybe shadow people you admire and respect as well. Find ways, events. Definitely develop yourself as much as possible. And I think that goes on forever, actually. You know, I'm always attending things and trying to learn. We're all a work in progress.
Definitely. And I call it the lifelong learning. So as long as you're living, you can be learning something. Right, we're going to go to some questions now, Jenny. And our first question we've got is, how can women ensure they maintain a vital role in their family as well as a vital role in leadership.
Right. I guess the first question is, what is a vital role in family? And I think you have to define what that is for you. I think it looks different for different people. And I think it's important to think, what is a vital role? Does that mean that I'm home every night to cook dinner? Does that mean that I'm at the end of the phone when needed? Does that mean I'm the person who brings the family together? You know, or does it mean more about community? Am I the person who, you know, goes to church and does good work through my church, but it's still a way of bringing my family and community together? So I think the first thing is to define it on your terms. There's so much of what women say is, I should do this, I should do that, and they spend a lot of time feeling guilty. Should is a four-letter word, in my opinion. If you hear yourself saying, I should be doing this, then you shouldn't be. You know what you need to do is think about, what do I want to do, not what should I be doing. And I also think you need to rewrite the rules of your life, because people often feel guilty because they're living up to someone else's rules. Maybe their parents, maybe a significant important person in their life said, this is what women do, or this is what wives do, or this is what mothers do. But maybe that was appropriate for them, but it might not be appropriate for you now. So a useful tip for your listeners is to write down all the rules you're living your life by, cross them out, and write the new rules for the life you're actually living.
That is fantastic advice. So you're basically saying rewrite the rules, as opposed to going by what your grandmother said, your aunt said, because it might not be relevant for you now. And also defining what is vital for you and how that looks like. Because everybody's an individual and everybody works differently. That's really great. Next question I've got, Jenny, is how would you advise a woman to respond when she finds out a male is being paid more than her for an identical role?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a brilliant question, because it happens an awful lot, and it's, you know, anyone would be furious and want to kind of march into someone's office and say, why on earth is this happening? So the first thing is to try and manage your emotions. It's really important to try and keep calm, keep detached, and be professional. So you can go in with a very adult-to-adult conversation when you do have it. But before you even have any conversation, do your research. You know, we want to go in with a heartfelt or an emotional response to a situation. But what you'd be better off doing is going to it with a data-driven conversation. So I might ask questions around to find out, what's the market rate for the job I'm doing? Really important question. Do you go there with evidence that you're being underpaid? The second is, I might ask my HR team, can you tell me about the gender pay gap in our organisation? Organisations are signing up now to share that information. Is it something that you're doing? And if not, why not? So I would do it. I wouldn't go straight in from my perspective. I would go at it from a much more detached perspective and say, first of all, you know, what's the gender pay gap in this organisation? And also, do my own research so I know the market rate, so they can't pull the wool over my eyes. When I have that kind of information, then I would go in objectively to my boss and say, you know what, I found out that, you know, there's 26% difference between men and women in this organisation, and also I see the market rate for my job is, you know, this much more. You know, I'd like to talk about how we can bridge this gap. I would go about it in that way.
In that way, so managing our emotions, because as women we are emotional beings. We've been
made that
way, and we can be, but in a professional environment, you're saying go in with the data, and I like that, being data driven. So you're going within the facts, and you're also asking the right questions, and you're doing your research before, and you're actually detaching yourself from the situation, so you're looking at things objectively. So I hope that's helping you, listeners out there, those of you who might be really feeling upset about things, you can approach it in a different way. Thanks for that, Jenny. The other question we've got is, what tips would you give to a woman in leadership in order to reassure her husband that his role is still valuable and respected? And this question has come about due to women who are in leadership roles in terms of pay, so they're earning a lot more than their husband in terms of their income. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Well, you know, that's my real area of expertise. I my book Rocking Your Role is about female breadwinners, and this can be really. Yeah. Thank you. This is a real challenge, I think, because you don't want to have to compensate or sort of dim your light because someone else is feeling not feeling emasculated or not feeling as they should. And I think there's a lot of guilt and shame that can happen for women because they're the main earner. My recommendation is to help men find something they can excel in. And an example from my book is one woman who, she was the main earner and her husband didn't like it. And they're African and it didn't, you know, the family were frowning on it and he was feeling bad. And what she said was, she found a way for him to be really good at something. And what they took up martial arts together and he was brilliant at it. And he, because he found the thing that he was excelling in, he felt much better about himself. So I guess it's helping someone to feel good about themselves, so helping them to find that way, not giving them the thing to feel good about themselves. And another example is a client I worked with. She went back to work and her husband said he'd stay home with a baby and she thought it would be short term, but he actually loved it. And she was ringing him saying, have you changed the baby's nappy? Have you fed the baby? Have you cleaned the house? And he said to her, this is my job. I don't ring you and ask about how your investment banking is going and ask what you've done. Let me do my job. And I think sometimes we can undermine men, even when they feel okay not being the main earner, by almost trying to do their job as well as our own. So I think whatever job your partner has, whatever, you know, responsibility they have, let them do it and, you know, trust them to do it. Know that they might do it differently to you, but don't try and be man and woman of the house. Give them let them have a space. I think that's really key.
Yeah, that's great advice. So letting them have that space. And I like what you said about helping them find something to do that they enjoy as well, as opposed to you telling them or giving it to them. And also the example that you used about when the woman is ringing up and saying, have you done this, have you done that, because that's natural for us to do, but sometimes that is undermining the man because he wouldn't ring us up at our workplace and ask us what we're doing. So I think that's a really good tip. So if you're listening out there, ladies, and you want to reassure your husband or your partner, you can take on some of these valuable tools and tips that Jenny is sharing with us. But I've got one more question here. It says, how do I get rid of this guilt and shame that I feel? I'm in leadership, I enjoy my work, but I still have this guilt feeling and shame feeling.
Okay. Well, guilt, you know, I was talking about rewriting the rules, and that's an important thing to do when you're feeling guilt. But it's like a very heavy handbag, you know, it weighs heavily on your shoulders. It's this invisible handbag that you're carrying around with you all the time. And I think that sometimes people connect guilt with love. You know, if I don't feel guilty, maybe I don't love enough. You know, if I don't feel bad for not being at home with my children, then I mustn't love them. If I don't feel, you know, if I'm not doing the things I should be. So I think there's definitely something for me about disconnecting love and guilt. You don't need to feel guilty at all. And I think you do replace guilt with trust. You have to know that everything's going to be okay. You have to know that maybe you're leading at work and maybe you're not around at home so much, but what you're doing, if you do have children, you're leading the way for them. You're showing them how to go out into the world. You're role modeling, you're being successful. And I think in terms of your partner, they should feel happy for you. You know, ultimately, you need to have people in your life who feel happy for you and support you in what you're doing. And I think sometimes it's very useful just to say to the person, if you do have a partner, you know, actually, how do you feel, you know, do you feel proud of me for what I'm doing? It's a really interesting question because sometimes you don't know how proud your family feels, you know, that you're leading, succeeding, that you're doing great things. They just take it for granted that you know. And that can be a great validation and help you let go of the guilt. But also when I've spoken to families with children, when the woman is going out and leading, their children only have positive things to say generally, and their families, about, you know, how proud they are of them and how they showed them something in the world and how they aspire to be like them or better, even better. So just trust in yourself that you're doing the right thing if it feels like the right thing for you. But ditching this guilt and shame, just think about how much energy it's taking and how much happier you'll be. And my last point is about time. I think one of the big things we feel is that I don't spend enough time with those I love, or, you know, give enough quality time. You know, you could be with someone 24/7 and still give them no quality time. But for me, it's about quality, not quantity. You know, 10 minutes of someone really listening to me, really engaging, really interested in me is better than being with them 24/7 and they don't even know what I was saying. And so if you equate it that way and just say, you know what, I'm going to give 10 minutes of quality. That's all I can give, but it's better than me being there, you know, 24 hours and not really being attentive. I'm going to give quality over quantity. That's another way to help you ditch that guilt.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So as you're listening out there, we've got Jenny Garrett, and she's been sharing how to step into leadership. And one of the areas that we've just covered now is all about having quality of time with your partner as opposed to quantity, replacing that guilt and not putting guilt and love together, like with a heavy handbag, as she said, but really trusting yourself and asking those around you, are you proud of what I'm doing? And looking at it as a unit. So whatever you're bringing into your family in terms of leadership, it's a unit and everyone can rejoice and be glad together. Well, Jenny, it's been wonderful having a conversation with you, and I can really tell that you're passionate about what you're doing. Can you give us a website or a link if people want to get in contact with you?
Yes, I'm jennygarrett.global. So jennygarrett.global is the best site to find me on and find out about everything I do.
Everything that you do. And if you want to get a copy of Jenny's book, Rocking Your Role, which is all about female breadwinners.
Amazon is the best. Yeah, that's the best place. And can I do a quick plug for my social enterprise? I run team conferences. Yeah, I run team conferences, and I have an organisation called Rocking Your Team. And if anyone's listening live today, we've entered Voom 2016 to pitch to Richard Branson. So please vote for us. It's Rocking Your Teams on Voom 2016. We'd love your vote. And it's free. It doesn't cost any money.
Oh, that's excellent. So if you're listening live, and we've got up until 11:59 to do that, I'll put it out on my site as well so that we can get as much support as possible, because teens, that's a great generation to be inputting into. So I want to thank you again, Jenny, for coming on the show, and I'm sure I'll have you back again in the future. So thank you for sharing with us, and thank you, listeners, for listening. I hope you found it beneficial for you. And we look forward to hearing from everyone again at Passion for Business, the show where we share tips and also interview passionate entrepreneurs. So thank you all for listening. And for those of you in the UK, our next event will be on the 11th of July, which is our Pitch, Market and Sell. And if you'd like details of that, please visit our social media, Twitter and Facebook, to come along and network. And if anyone's interested in speaking engagements for Business of Excellence or mentoring, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thanks once again, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.